Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 132 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have you here with us today. Whether you are a first-time guest or a regular listener, you are welcome here. And there's never a better day than today to start the habit of reading God's Word each and every day. Today, our reading plan suggests that we read Psalms 68 through 75 and Proverb number 8. By way of this podcast, I will be reading Psalm number 75 using the web translation of the Bible. That's the World English Bible, but you're welcome to use whatever you have on hand. And be sure to read the rest of these readings on your own. If you're enjoying the Bible in a Year reading plan, hey, would you consider clicking the like, the subscribe, or follow button? Depends on what you're listening, whatever platform of choice that you have. That helps us to be seen in search results when people are looking for Bible in a Year reading plans or scripture reading plans. So if you do that kindness, just know I am very, very appreciative. Well, friends, without further ado, let us jump into God's Word together. Psalm number 75, for the chief musician, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, a psalm by Asaph. We give thanks to you, God. We give thanks, for your name is near. Men tell about your wondrous works. When I choose the appointed time, I will judge blamelessly. The earth and all its inhabitants quake. I firmly hold its pillars. Selah. I said to the arrogant, don't boast. I said to the wicked, don't lift up the horn. Don't lift up your horn on high. Don't speak with a stiff neck. For neither from the east nor from the west, nor yet from the south comes exaltation. But God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another. For in Yahweh's hand there is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out. Indeed, the wicked of the earth drink and drink it until its very dregs. But I will declare this forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. I will cut off all the horns of the wicked, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. Almighty God, we give you thanks for this day and this time together. We ask that you would sanctify this time, make it a holy time for us and a holy space for us. Send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate these words and open our minds and our hearts that we might gain your truth, your wisdom, and understanding so that we might live lives that are glorifying to you and that help expand your kingdom through the far reaches of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, here we have a psalm of Asaph. And Asaph was known to be one of the musicians of the temple during his time. He was gifted in music and gifted in understanding where the gifts of God came from and how to offer praise back up to God. And in this psalm, within 10 verses, you might have been a little confused as to who was saying what, whether it is Asaph, the author of the psalm, or God himself. And you have a right to be confused because it is a little bit confusing. But from what we can tell, we see that Asaph starts off the psalm in verse 1 with, we give thanks to you. We give thanks for your name is near. And men, the people, the women, the children, everyone around us tell of your wondrous works. Then it shifts to where God is speaking, where I choose the appointed time, I will judge blamelessly. This can't be anyone that is a human on this side of heaven because we are all falling short of the glory of God. We all have our flaws and we cannot truly judge blamelessly. So we see the shift where God is speaking, where he's telling the arrogant not to boast. He tells them not to lift up their horn of pride or strength or anything like that. And then in verse 6, it seems to be the place where God stops speaking, where he said, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from, there is no exaltation from these places. The one who exalts is God himself. He is the only one who could lift someone up in exaltation, and he is the only one who could truly put someone down in judgment. So Asaph seems to pick back up in verse 7 where he says, but God is the judge. And in verse 8, for in Yahweh's hand there is a cup And this cup is a cup of wrath. This, of course, points to the fact that we have a sovereign and a holy God that must judge sin. And when the time of judgment comes, God's wrath will be poured out on those who have chosen a life of evil, who have chosen to walk outside of the family of God, to never accept God. But to those who have accepted God and have chosen to follow God in faith, to follow God and accept God's salvation through Jesus Christ, that cup of wrath will not be poured upon us because we are found inside Christ. And Christ had already paid all the price for our sins when he was crucified on the cross. It's also a picture of God's love because God didn't spare anything. He gave of his full self in the person of Jesus Christ to take the penalty of sin on himself and to take the judgment and the wrath on himself so that we might be spared, that we might be redeemed and allowed to live in God's holy presence forever. After this, Asaph gets another line in where he says, I'll declare this forever and I will sing God's praises forever because of what God is doing for us. And then finally, verse 10, it says, I will cut off all the horns of the wicked, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. This is God's response to Asaph's praise, it appears, almost like a call to worship. If you have ever partaken in a traditional worship service where we have the call to worship, there's a person who is leading the call to worship, and then there is a line for the people to say, those that are in the congregation, it goes back and forth. That seems to be what is happening here in response to one another. And God says, in the end, wicked is going to be cut off, and the righteous will be exalted and allowed to live in God's holy presence forever. And that is a good and comforting thing. It is good news for us because God has made the way through Jesus Christ. It's a free gift that God extends to all people, but it's up to the individual to accept that gift or not, to choose to follow Jesus as Lord of their life or not. And it's my hope, friends, that you have already chosen to accept that gift of forgiveness through Jesus as our Savior, and also that you have accepted Christ as your Lord. You cannot separate the two. When we accept Christ as our Lord, we are saying yes to picking up our cross and following Jesus to do the things that Jesus would have us do so that God can continue to be made known to the world around us, and that there might be healing, there might be reconciliation and redemption of the people and the places around us to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And friends, if you have not already accepted Christ as your Savior and Lord, I pray that you will do that today, that you would agree with God that sin has been separating you from God and that you need to be forgiven, and that you are there now asking God for that forgiveness and saying yes to the journey of faith and taking a step each and every day towards what God has already called you to be and to follow Jesus to where Jesus is leading. I hope that is something that you will do today if you have not already, because time is of the essence. Our next breath is never guaranteed. The next day, month, year, decade, whatever is never guaranteed. And God is here to be made known now and to be accepted now. And I hope that's for you, friends. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast today, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless.